ever seeing me. Yeah. Only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Yeah. Searching for a deity. Yeah. Now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see it free. Yeah. Let you see it three a piece. Yeah. Tell me what your life like. Yeah. Turn it down a bright light. Stretch driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ like. I'm just trying to find. I've been looking for a new way. Yeah. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way. Yeah. Being on my best though. Lock them on a text though. Yeah. Nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture, or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really want to rest so. Man, it's really lifelike. Everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like somebody only close who can get you like off your. I be on my. I woke up this morning. I said my prayers. I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said they ain't Christ-like. I said.
We praise God in a mighty way here on the radio station. We're KAYTKQJOFM in the Wade Hampton Show. Coming up, it's the Pleasant Green Baptist Church and Pastor Michael Grimes. We'll have a weather forecast for you. And we've got more music on the other side. Stick around.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
In order to get to what you're looking for, there's a process in life that brings them and brings us through some treacherous time. Time where you would commit suicide if you had to go through what someone has gone through. Just don't know. What do you mean, brother? You don't know. You tell me I don't know. Watch this. Pastor of church for 12 years. No 12 years. 15 to 20, about 500. Open the door. Then you have a preacher and a preacherette to kill on every corner.
Tulsa.
14 more years outside the pulpit.
My dog.
Most preachers would have walked up the job.
That's all right.
Took the Bible, close it up.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it no more.
That's right,
brother.
On vacation.
Hello. And you're coming back.
All right.
But because it looks glamorous, it doesn't mean that there hadn't been a price.
That's right. Come on. That's right.
And it doesn't mean that you hadn't been a victim. Been victimized. But although you may have been a victim, you can show up and be a victor. And because I am a firm believer that the folk who have talked about you and victimized you, God will turn you around and bless you in their faces. Those that have victimized and talked about you and put you down, God will turn you around and then bless you in the front of the face. Do I have some help in the house? Can somebody in here identify that you've been talked about and persecuted, misunderstood, but God just turn you around and bless you right in the front? Sometimes in your own family.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with you. Something happens to the wife. There ain't no problem outside the house. It happens in the house.
Yeah.
ought to turn you around.
Yeah, come on.
And bless you
yeah.
in the front of their face.
Yeah.
Saul was consenting unto the death of Stephen.
Yeah.
Saul was victimizing the church. They were going into Christian homes.
That's it.
And pulling them out.
Yeah.
Persecuting and then executing.
Yeah.
Execution.
Yes, sir.
Pull them out.
That's it.
You love the Lord? Yes, I love the Lord. Pull me out the house. For execution. Watch this. Consented unto Stephen's death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church. Now, at that time, the persecution didn't come from within the church. It came from without the walls of the church. Now, in this city, the persecution comes from within the church.
Yeah.
I got to stop. I can't go fast. I ain't too well, but I can teach today. Now the persecution starts inside. That's why it's so important to have great leadership. That's why it's so important that we have great leadership, because now Satan has found out that he could not really effectuate the church from outside the church. So he said, what I would do, I would get inside, and I will cause havoc on the inside the church. And that's why it's so great to have wonderful leadership on the
inside.
You see, you can't lead the church from outside. You got to be able to lead the church from the
inside.
The doctor can't do nothing for you as long as you stay outside your case. The doctor needs to get inside.
Yeah.
Man, woman, you can't love her outside of here.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to love her.
Inside.
I ain't got no help in here. When will somebody help me? Help me.
Yeah.
You gonna love her, you got to get
where?
Inside. Inside.
Yeah.
So the church had its persecution from the outside. Now the church was located, the building was located in Jerusalem. But what took place is on the day of Pentecost, when they were in the upper room, and the Holy Ghost came down and got in the upper room, and all was filled with the Holy Spirit, and Satan got mad at him. What are you trying to tell me, brother? You say Satan got mad at him? He got mad at him. Because the Holy Ghost had gotten into the church. And the church was not just only in Jerusalem, but it was in the people of Jerusalem. In other words, we're getting ready to do something great, grand for the Lord at this church in many ways, from our 501c3 to the building of our church. And let me tell you right now, Satan is going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
before we do one thing. Because I need you to be in prayer with me before we do one thing. Because Satan is going to get in somebody in here to try to cause havoc in the house. And what he does, he goes from one to the next, to the next, to the next. To the next, to the next, to the next,
yes,
until he get all up, all tied up, and bring it back down to crescendo.
Yes, sir.
So the leader must ask the other leader to be in prayer before we go to the bed. God is already on the door. But if you think Satan is not gonna get busy, then you better think again. But we, as the body of believers of the Jerusalem, the New Testament church. Hold on, let me get a little closer here. We the believers of the Pentecost church.
Yeah.
We the believers of the church of the New Testament who know that Jesus is real. As we come together in our prayer, God will hold him out and put him out of here. So his program will elevate. And men will see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify God. So now, the church was in Jerusalem, and the people were in Jerusalem, and the people became the church, and the church was in the people. And they all were scattered abroad. In the upper room, they gathered. Watch closely. In the upper room, they gathered. They had gathered together. And their hearts were touching and agreeing. And that's what made the Holy Ghost come within the walls of the upper room. They were gathered. When Saul came with the letters wanting to arrest each and every Christian, watch, they were gathered in the upper room, but here in the text, they're scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, what the devil meant for good, God turned it around. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for the good. In the upper room, they gathered. Now they are scattered. And the situation looked bad because they were no longer gathered. But the Holy Ghost had been gathered. And now they are scattered. Except the apostles. But those that had been effectuated by the Holy Ghost are now scattered. Now what has happened, Satan tried to kill them, but he spread it. So now, the church is all over the place. And now they're talking about Jesus in Samaria. They're talking